Welcome to My on Mondays, an explorative approach to the possessive my through narratives, art, and sound. Each Monday brings a new creation and unique perspective. My on Mondays is brought to you by Ming Studios, a contemporary art space and international artist residency program dedicated to the exhibition, experience, and exploration of arts and culture. Along with exhibiting artists from around the world, Ming also serves the community by hosting innovative programs including performances, workshops, screenings, readings, artist talks, and other cultural activities. For more information, or if you'd like to participate in My on Mondays, you can visit our website at mingstudios.org. Hello, and welcome to the 126th episode of My on Mondays. Born in 1899 in Cleveland, Ohio, Hart Crane was raised by his grandmother, a well-read woman with an extensive library rich in poetry. Though family problems often necessitated prolonged absences from school, Crane read extensively, with a particular interest in Greek philosophy and poetry. He left Cleveland without graduating in 1916 for New York, intent on passing the entrance exam for Columbia University. Instead, he chose to pursue a literary career on his own, amidst a tumultuous life and relationships with both men and women. A life he ended, leaping from a ship to his death off the coast of Florida in 1932. Today we're sharing a single poem of Crane's, published in 1921, a unique blend of romance and American grit, a glimpse into the industrial Ohio he grew up in, titled Porfirio in Akron. Greeting the dawn, a shift of rubber workers presses down South Main with the stubbornness of muddy water. It dwindles at each cross line until you feel the weight of many cars, northbound and east and west, absorbing and conveying weariness, rumbling over the hills. Akron, High Place, a bunch of smoking hills among rolling Ohio hills. The dark-skinned Greeks grin at each other in the streets and alleys. The Greek grins and fights with the Swede, and the fjords and the Aegean are remembered. The plow, the sword, the trowel, and the monkey wrench. Oh, city! Your axles need not the oil of song. I will whisper words to myself and put them in my pockets. I will go and pitch quoits with old men in the dust of a road. And some of them will be Americans, using the latest icebox and buying Fords and others. I remember one Sunday noon, Harry and I, the gentlemen, seated around a table of raisin jack and wine, our host setting down a glass and saying, 1 month I go back, I ride black horse, have many sheep. And his wife, like a mountain, coming in with 4 tiny black-eyed girls around her twinkling like little Christmas trees. And some Sunday fiddlers, Romanian businessmen, played ragtime and dances before the door, and we overpaid them because we felt like it. Pull down the hotel counterpane and hitch yourself up to your book. Full on this casement shone the wintry moon and threw warm gules on Madeline's fair breast as down she knelt for heaven's grace and boon. Connais-tu l'épée? Your mother sang in that stuffy parlor one summer day in a little town where you had started to grow. And you were outside as soon as you could get away from the company to find the only rose on the bush in the front yard. But look up, Porfirio. Your toes are ridiculously tapping the spindles at the foot of the bed. The stars are drowned in a slow rain, and a hash of noises is slung up from the street. You ought really to sleep, even though in this town, poetry's a bedroom occupation. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday. Tune in.